All right, sorry for the delay. Realized I had forgot to start the recording. NET recognizes the two following stellar amateur radio stations, K1DCT, Dave, good evening, and K1EMD, good evening to you. Additional stations for the Tri-City Tips Net. Please come at this time with your call sign, and if you have any questions or topics you want to throw out, let me know when you check in. Check-ins come now. Slow beginning, but that's okay. We'll go through the stations we have. Let's see. I don't have any questions this evening, but I can throw out a couple of things to get us started, actually. And number one would be, is there anything in amateur radio, any aspect of ham radio, that you've thought about or want to get involved with but haven't had the opportunity to do so yet? For instance, maybe you're interested in working satellites, or maybe you're interested in a certain mode, digital communications, for example, or perhaps you always wanted to get and put up a tower for your antennas. Whether it has to do with on the air or off the air, is there an aspect of amateur radio that you'd like to get involved with someday and maybe haven't had the opportunity yet? And maybe you even have questions about that. And so that's one thing we could talk about. Another thing is our net manager, Tim, KC1TWR, will, I think, be back next week, and has mentioned he would like to explore, particularly with the net controls, but I don't think this is anything that we can't discuss out in the open, is ways or ideas to increase the participation in this net. So if you have ideas about something that would make the net more appealing, or ways to maybe get the word out about the net better than we have, or anything along the lines of building the net up a little, I was looking, and believe it or not, this net goes all the way back to June. June or July, I think it was June when this net started. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but time flies when you're having fun. So there's a couple of ideas, things we can discuss. Let me put out another call for check-ins, and then we'll go through our hopefully growing list of stations. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, KA6PDG, Net Control, looking for additional check-ins to the net this evening. And if you have a question, let me know when you check in.
Keep you on, AJK.
The KB1 slowly and phonetically. These gears are old.
Just making sure that I was making it to the repeater. Kilo Bravo 1, Alpha Juliet Kilo Nicholas, and I'm in Meriden, Connecticut.
Well, you have an outstanding signal, Nicholas, and Kilo Bravo 1 Alpha Juliet Kilo. That's what I thought I heard, but I wasn't positive up in Meriden. You're full quieting. Very nice. Thanks for being with us on the net. I don't recognize your call. I'm guessing this might be your first time. Stand by, and we'll get to you in just a minute here for any comments or any questions that might come to mind. Any other stations waiting to check into the Tips Net? I've done enough babbling for the moment, so let's go to the top here, Dave, K1DCT. Any thoughts, comments, any questions that might have come to mind, or topics that you'd like to get into this evening? Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Kevin. Good evening to the net. pondering some of this stuff. Well, you know, there's so many facets of amateur radio that over the 40 years I've been involved in this hobby, there's still so many places I haven't tried. And and one that's, you know, kind of on the forefront here is this whole DMR thing. I just haven't leaped into that, and I've never been afraid of technology. I just haven't leaped and given it some thought, and maybe as a winter project, kind of do, you know, get a DMR handheld and just go for it, and you know, see what it becomes. Hopefully it won't become a pile of broken parts at the bottom of the garbage can. But you know, that is the great thing about this hobby is if you get bored with one thing or it seems to get stale, then you know, you move on. As an example, I operated QRP CW for almost all of that time. Until the last couple of years, I get into the new digital modes on HF, you know, PSKs and the FT8s, and hey, it's been a fun adventure. So, still enjoy the CW, but it's fun to do something different. So, it's out there, and just to throw this in, I also do a lot of shortwave listening. So, I always found a new one recently out of Miami, Florida. Was a WRMI, so maybe somebody's into that kind of stuff too. Back to net, K1DCT.
Alright, good comments throughout, and you bring up a really interesting topic. At least it certainly interests me, as it does others, I'm sure, because I've done a lot of shortwave listening through the years. The old man said, although I've never been real scientific about it or a real avid competitive shortwave listener, it's provided me with doubtless thousands of hours of fun. Haven't heard of WRMI. When you said Miami, I was thinking, because I believe Radio China International has a transmitter down there somewhere, or it may be in the Caribbean. And let's see, I wonder if you've ever, let me see if I can remember the call sign of the station. I'm going to have to think about it. I think it's WBCT. It's up in Monticello, Maine. They call themselves World Radio, or you may know who I'm talking about, Dave, and if so, make a note in the column, and on the next go-round, I'm curious if you've ever, let's see, the owner's name was, actually, I think it was Wiener, just like one of our local hams. I don't remember if the spelling was the same. Alan Wiener, that's right, that was his name. Pretty sure that was it. All right, let's reset. And pop up to Meriden, or to Colston. Wait a minute, let's see, where am I here? That's Meriden. I don't want to go to Meriden yet. I want to go to Colchester, K1EMD. How are you this evening? Any topics you want to throw out there? Anything you'd like to say about amateur radio aspects you might not have explored yet? And do you do any shortwave listening? K1EMD in the TIPSnet, KA6PDG.
EMD to Net Control. Good evening, Net. I just thought of two questions I have. I've been only mobile for the last 20 years, and I was gifted a 30-foot mast and a dual-band 70-centimeter, 2-meter antenna, 30 feet tall, but now I'm trying to figure out what type of coaxial cable to use. Secondly, I live in a lake area, and I have a small lot, and I'm trying to wonder what I could put up, because I do have an HF, but no antenna. So, what would be the best solution to that? Back to Net Control, K1 EMD.
good. And how come I don't have your name in my mind here? What is the name there?
First name is Reed, R-E-E-D, Romeo Echo Echo Delta.
Seem to be 100% organized tonight, and Reed, I should have known that. Thanks, sorry about that. So, maybe some antenna ideas for your lake location and some coaxial cable antenna, coaxial cable ideas. See if we can get you some help. I'm sure some of these guys got to have some ideas. Let's go to Meriden now, and KB1AJK Nicholas, any comments, thoughts, anything on your mind, or anything you want to respond to that we've already talked about? Go ahead, Nicholas. I didn't scare him away, did I? KB1AJK, it's your turn, Nicholas, if you'd like to make any comments or any thoughts based on what we've talked about. Well, maybe he ducked in to get a hamburger or something. I'll keep him on the list here. KA6PDG in the TIPSnet. Got a few things we can hash around. Anybody waiting to check in this evening? Anybody who's not yet checked into the TIPSnet and would like to do so? Come with your call sign at this time.
Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton, no questions.
All right, Mike, Mark, rather good to hear you, KB1RAY, down in Groton. Why don't I get to you forthwith here? We've got a small net so far, but it'll probably grow. Anything, what are you up to this evening? Anything new? We were talking a little bit about, aspects of amateur radio that you are looking forward to getting into someday. We talked a little bit about shortwave listening, and, Nicholas has, Reed had a couple of questions about coax and, antennas. So, boy, that's kind of a broad field of topics, Mark, so what do you want to say for yourself? Go ahead.
KB1RAY. Well, I can't really talk too much about antennas. It's one of my weak points here, mostly because I don't really have the room to kind of play with them all that much. Have not actually been on HF very much lately. I do try and at least listen to or check into the phone net every once in a while. Kind of been just distracted with other things, but I do definitely want to get back into HF and especially back into the digital modes and things like that. Also been helping out Josh there with his packet station a little bit, so that's been kind of fun. Let me reset here. Not a lot of stuff on the schedule as far as the radio goes. Just kind of got a couple of things I want to try out and take care of eventually. Hopefully I'll have some time after the holiday season. we'll see. And maybe I'll get a new radio too. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Well, Well, we know what's on your wish list. Very good. All right, Mark, thanks for popping in here. And, yeah, it's funny. I think sometimes we say, well, I'll get around to it during the winter, the holiday season. You know, there'll be time to do that. And then the holidays come, and we say, well, maybe after the holidays. And January comes, and we say, well, maybe in the spring. Anyway, good to have you, Mark. I know how that is. I do the same thing. Real quick, and I'm going to pass it back to Dave in about 30 seconds, but an aspect of amateur radio that I've always thought about getting into, and there are several, like in Dave's case, but I've thought about getting into packet, and as a sightless operator, it really would not be that hard to do. It's just something I haven't gotten around to. I haven't gotten my round to it, but I think operating packet would be fun, having never done it before. So that's on my amateur radio bucket list. Hope Garrison Keillor isn't listening. He doesn't like that phrase. Dave, K1DCT, I want to get back to you because you may have some helpful words for Reed or anything else that we've talked about there, Dave. K1DCT and the TIPSNET, KA6PDG, and we'll have another call up in a few minutes.
Oh, very good, Kevin. Yes, I have an opinion on pretty much everything, and usually you don't have to ask for it. So, let's see. Run down a couple of quick things. The station in Monticello, Maine, that you were talking about was WBCQ, Bravo Charlie, Quebec. So, listen to them fairly often. I've got several stations on the shortwave band listed on my blotter here, Radio Havana, and I do find a lot of the stations are very Christian-based. Sometimes they get a little too heavy-duty for my liking, but sometimes they also have some music programs or shortwave listener interested programs, so there's stuff out there. Let's see, for Colchester, as far as the, I think it was a VHF, UHF antenna he was talking about, and I've been doing a couple other things here, and, you know, might have, some of the important things might have slipped out of my head. As far as the coax use, you know, if you're going to be up there in the VHF, UHF range, use something good. You know, Belden 99, 13, something along those same characteristics, particularly if your run is going to be, you know, greater than 50 feet. You'll want some good coax, not any kind of used stuff, anything came out of Radio Shack, any of that kind of stuff. Spend a little money and get some good coax, good connectors, and seal them up. As far as the HF side, I believe he said he had a small lot near a lake. I've had a great amount of fun with an NFET antenna before. It's 66 feet long, so it covers 40, 20, 15, 10. No tuner. Just need a good counterpoise or a good ground for the other side. And it offers, I've had a fabulous amount of time, fun in the time I've had this NFET. So it's that's a good way to go. Or the, you know, dipole with the 450 ohm ladder line into a tuner. Not the most efficient thing in the world, but you'll get some signals out there, and you know, get as much wire out there as you can, and whatever it is. So that's, hope I covered all my thoughts. You know, you lose track of all these thoughts after a while. Back to you, Kevin, K1DCT.
Oh, you did a fine job there, and that's my problem. My train of thought often derails, and tonight I don't seem to be. I think part of it was I got up from my nap at 6 o'clock. I thought that would give me enough time to wake up. And I was trying to do everything on one sheet of paper here. So I think I'm getting a little better as the net goes. By the end of the net, I'll be organized. How do you like that? Here's what we're going to do. I'll put out another call for check-ins, and I want to get back to Reed and maybe let him elucidate a little bit more on the what he's looking at there with his need for some suggestions. And I realize I'm kind of jumping around, but as long as everybody gets a chance and we have a little fun here, we should be good. Let me pause in the net and see if we have any additional stations waiting to check in. If you have just tuned in, it's the Training Information and Public Service TipsNet. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. My call is KA6PDG. My name is Kevin. Any more check-ins? I'm going to get back to Reed, and then I'll put out another call for Nicholas and see if he was able to come back to the net. Reed, anything based on Dave's comments, which I thought were pretty thorough. I enjoyed his remarks about that 66-foot, I believe it was NFED, antenna. And what is your situation like there at the lakefront? Do you have any trees, for example? K1EMD for follow-up on your questions there, my friend, KA6PDG.
RG8X. I was wondering if that would be sufficient. I'll probably have about a 60-foot run. And just as an informational, I was the DEC for Region 4 for a time, and I enjoyed being the Emergency Management Director for the town of Colchester for over 30 years, which I got to use the HF and our dipoles and things, but just getting back into it. Back to net control, K1EMD.
Alrighty, good. I think I missed the first 10 seconds of your transmission. I don't know whether it was my radio or something else, but I believe we got the substance of it. Dave, do you have any response for him on the coax he's thinking about using?
I'm just looking up RG8X. I seem to remember that was pretty decent. Although, let's see, you get to 100 foot, you're going to lose over 4 dB, so you're beyond half. So you might want to, I know you said about 60 feet, so you cut that down a little bit. You're still going to be losing about half, maybe a little less than half. So you might want to find a little something a little better. There's, like I said, the 9913, which I don't know the specifications off the top of my head. But, LMR, if you want to, some of the LMR was at 400, I believe. Might be a little bit better way to go. It's just my opinion. Oh, sorry, back to net, K1DCK.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that. The LMR 400 is good stuff. Pay a little more. I don't think it's quite as much as the Belden price-wise, but I'm going from memory here. But you might want to think about seeing if you can scrape together a few extra pennies, Reed, and it might be worth the trade-off. maybe give up that jelly donut once a week or something. I don't know. So there's a couple of ideas. And let's see. I guess we covered everything. Let me see if Nicholas is aboard. We missed him when we called on him. He may have had to step out. KB1AJK. This is KA6PDG on the TipsNet. Wonder if you made it back and if you'd like to comment on anything we've been talking about, Nicholas. Alrighty, well maybe all my babbling put him to sleep. He's maybe snoring up there in Meriden. okay, real quick, also, Dave, WBCQ, right. And I don't know whether you were aware, so I'll pass along as a little bit of WBCQ trivia. If you remember a ham who used to live around here, I'm sure you do, Randy Goodian. N1PTB, I had to think about it there. November 1, Papa Tango Bravo. Randy and I had a radio show on WBCQ way back around 1999, 2000, 2001, right in there. I think it was a 15-minute program called World 1. Were you aware of that, Dave? Back to you for a quick one.
No, I was not, and yes, I remember Randy. In fact, we are friends on, as I call, Waste Book, where you can waste a lot of time. I tune in there. They have some radio shows. I think whether it's Saturday or Sunday afternoon is a thing called Grandma's Attic. They play a lot of old stuff. You know, old 78s, the old wax cylinder stuff. It's kind of neat. You know, it's not always my, as they say, cup of tea, but, you know, something different. Back to that, K1DCT.
They do a lot of eclectic stuff. And I think we were paying $10 for airtime for 15 minutes once a week, which was an unusually short program, but we didn't have a lot of money. And then they wanted to raise the cost, but they liked us so much they let us stay on for the same price. I think we did that for 2 or 3 years. That was a hoot, and I have some of the recordings around here somewhere, although I think they might be on VHS, and I've got to get a VHS machine that works to dub those off. All right, the TipsNet. That's what we're doing. This is KA6PDG Net Control. Let's pause and see if we have any other check-ins this evening. All amateurs are welcome. If you have a question or you're looking for a pointer about something that has to do with ham radio or shortwave listening for that matter, or if you just want to pop in and say hi, please feel free to come at this time. This is KA6PDG standing by. Alrighty. Well, one of the things, and I don't think this will be news for you, Dave, is it just seems like there's a lot less to listen to on shortwave than there used to be. Many of the services have gone to satellite and no longer broadcast on shortwave, which I always find is troublesome for those people in the parts of the world, especially where, you know, nobody in the entire village can afford a satellite receiver. whereas with shortwave, it's pretty expensive to get a radio receiver and listen in to news and so forth. And you mentioned the religious programming. It does seem like a lot of the stuff that's left on the air is religious, which is okay, except, boy, it was nice when you could tune in any time of day and hear the BBC or Radio Australia or Radio Deutsche Welle or dozens and dozens of other stations that were quite popular that now seem to have limited their shortwave broadcasting, if they're even on the air on shortwave at all. So that's one of the thoughts that jumps to my mind. Let's see, at this point, I guess we're about 25 till the hour. If anybody has anything else for this portion of the net, topically speaking, or a question, or something they'd like to bring up, and if not, we'll go into the announcement portion. We certainly have plenty of time now, so don't feel rushed. Anybody else have anything else for part one of the TIPS net? All right, Reed, do it, do it.
My apologies, my HT seems to be having a battery connection problem, that's why I seem to be dropping out. And to Dave, thank you. I was leaning towards the LMR 400, just want to know if there was a better option. And I listen to you and Daryl every afternoon in my office. Back to that, K1 EMD.
Oh, goodness, and you're still saying, wow. No, that's some good listening. Very, very fine business. All right, why don't we move into part two? This, again, is the Tri-City Club's Tips Net. And part two of the net is where we go through some announcements that folks might have about upcoming events or items of general interest to the amateur community. So I'm looking for announcements at this time. Announcements or bulletins from any stations on the net. Come with your call sign. Of the page. Bear with me, just don't talk amongst yourselves. And there we go. Okay, a couple of things coming up on. Well, we have the local breakfasts. So every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock, the Old Times Restaurant in Norwich is a breakfast. That's always a lot of fun. If you're an early riser, you'll enjoy that. The food's good. The conversation's equally so. And we also have the Saturday morning breakfasts at 8 a.m. So if you want to sleep in an hour later, 8 o'clock every Saturday morning at the Uncasville Diner in Uncasville, Connecticut. Open to all amateurs, even if you're not local and you're passing through the area or you're listening up in Meriden or Windsor Lux or Litchfield County, and you want to stop by for breakfast, we'd love to meet you. 8 o'clock every Saturday at the Uncasville Diner. Let me reset. Reminder that Saturday, December 1st, is Skywarn Recognition Day. This was established with the National Weather Service in cooperation with the ARRL. It is a 24-hour special event, we'll call it, and you can get all the information you need on the ARRL website. It's 2018 Skywarn Recognition Day. They've been doing this, I think, since 1999. And I tell you, anybody can participate, and it's a nice way to show appreciation to the weather spotters and the trained Skywarn amateur radio stations who are of immeasurable value when the storms come through and the National Weather Service relies on them for good ground-level data. So that's coming up this Saturday, December 1st. And one more event, that's also on the Saturday, December 1st, this coming Saturday, and that is a swap meet that is taking place at the Vintage Radio and Communications Museum. It's this coming Saturday. I don't have hours, so I assume it's 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or something along that ilk. The museum's located at 115 Pearson Lane, 115 Pearson Lane in Windsor, Connecticut. So, that's what I have. Any other announcements that anybody would like to pass along? This is the TipsNet. This is KA6PDG standing by. We will tumble headlong into part three of the net, which is the swap section. Any stations with amateur radio equipment that they would like to buy, sell, trade, swap, give away, or want, you may list prices on the air, but no haggling over price. That can be done elsewhere other than over the air. Amateur radio equipment only. So we can't help you sell that 2005 Subaru or the beach house down at on St. Thomas. But if it's amateur radio equipment and you'd like to buy some or sell some or trade some or want some or give some away, please give me your call sign at this time and we'll recognize you. Last call for swaps for the TipsNet. Alright, well, I guess we're getting ready to patch it up here, but before we do that, we certainly have time. Any other check-ins for the TipsNet or any stations with additional comments, last-minute questions, announcements, etc., and if anything at all, the floor is open. Check-ins or comments, this is KA6PDG. Guys are really going to let me off that easy, huh? All right, very good. Well, it's been fun as always. Your net control next week, I believe, will be KC1TWR. And in the meantime, remember to spread the word about the net. We meet at 7 o'clock every Wednesday night. Right here on the W1DX repeater, 147060. Up 600, PL156.7. The repeater is located, I guess you'd say, at the south end of Salem, right along Interstate 85 there. And we thank John for use of the machine and also those who help him keep the system maintained up there so that it's available for our use. Please remember also that all amateurs and even persons who are not licensed interested in amateur radio are welcome to attend the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meetings, which take place on the second Tuesday of the month, except for July. Meetings are at 7:30 p.m. at the Red Cross Chapter Building on Route 32 in Montville. I think that's Montville. Let's see, what else we got here? I guess that's it. We will wrap it up. Remember, if you'd like to hear a recording of the TipsNet, you can go to http://am1700.org, that's am1700.org/tipsnet, and eventually the net will have its own website. For the time being, that's where the recordings are. If you missed a net or you missed part of a net and you want to review what was talked about, God help you if it was tonight's net, you'll have to put up with me, but that's okay. So, I think that's all the housekeeping. Let's free the repeater up for normal amateur use. This is KA6PDG, Kevin in Norwich. Bring up all stations. Thank you for being here this evening. Please join us again next week, next Wednesday at 7 p.m. local time. This is KA6PDG Clear 73 All.